What was it that
you sent?
Yes, ma'am.
From the fire.
I've heard some people tell me that stuff will catch a fire itself.
It will catch a fire. I've seen it catch a fire up in the chimney and fall down in great big chunks, you know.
Mm.
And I've seen people burn it out. We catch a wet day, you know.
Yes, sir.
And burn it, sandpaper up there, you know, up in there to catch paper fire and throw it up in there and make it catch it a fire and burn it to sit out.
Yes, sir.
I've seen people do that.
Seems like that could be kind of dangerous, too.
Well, it'd be a wet day when they do it.
Yes, ma'am.
So it wouldn't fall on top of the house. Most houses them days was covered with boards, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't covered with tin way back yonder. Of course, they finally got to where they got tin and put on it. It wasn't as dangerous as far on top.
Yes, ma'am. What were some of the things that you had in your living room back then?
Well, you know, they didn't have much of nothing in the living room then. They had mostly had a dresser and a bedstead and a rocker chair and something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was mostly bedroom stuff, I'd call it nowadays.
Is that right?
Mostly, anywhere you go, they called the parlor, and back as far as I can remember, it wasn't much but bedroom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
As far back as I can remember.
That dresser you're talking about, did that have a mirror to it?
Uh-huh, big mirrors. That's where they had what to call it. They called it parlors then, you know.
The living room?
Uh-huh, they didn't call it living room, they called it parlors.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be a thing, it's just a solitary thing, but a bedroom. What I'd call a bedroom now.
Mm-hmm.
And but they wouldn't be using it. Didn't nobody go in there.
Where do people keep their clothes?
Well, they mostly hung them up on the walls.
Did they have a nail or something?
Nails and things.
Mm-hmm.
In all rooms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More than did anywhere else that I can remember.
Yes,
there wasn't no closets.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. I can't remember no closets much. Well, they finally got to making clothes, but when I was a child, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Did you ever see a big piece of furniture that had a lot of hanging space in it? Maybe two doors you could
open? Yeah, that was not everybody had them, was what they called wardrobes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, now we had that.
Is that right?
One of them big old wardrobes. You could hang all your best stuff in there.
Was that all hanging space, or did it have drawers?
It had drawers, too, and hanging space, too.
Hmm.
It was pretty nice thing. I was thinking about one not long ago. Somebody's got one somewhere in the family now. I was thinking about somebody having one of them not long ago.
Hmm.
Well, I had one, too. Year or two ago, my granddaughter come up here and dig me out of it.
Yeah.
And carried it to her house.
Mm.
She wanted it because it's old time, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
But mine had hanging space and drawers, too. She just couldn't stand it till she got it to her house. And I said, well, you don't want it in your house. And she's got one of them modern houses, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, you don't want that down there. Well, she said, ma'am, I'm going to have it antique.
Mm.
It says this is old. Says I wouldn't take nothing for it. And you know they came out here and got my machine because it was antique.
Your sewing machine?
My sewing machine because it was antique.
Is that one that was kind of you operate with your feet?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I wasn't using it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it wasn't able to use it. They come out here and got that.
Mm.
They love all them kind of things.
I know.
They're gonna have it antique. Come out here and got an old rock.